You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Between the pandemic and the Trump administration's new policy for F1 student visas, foreign students in the US are in a pickle. Simply put, the policy leaves the students with these three choices if all their classes are shifted online. 1. Transfer to other programs with in-person classes. 2. Return home. Or 3. Face deportation and also potential future bans on entry into the US. Among those million international students impacted by this move are an estimated 2 lakh Indian students who are currently pursuing higher education in the US. And they are worried for their future and are critical of this decision.
What a lot of people don't understand about the situation is that we're not just talking about young undergraduate students from rich families in India. A lot of F1 visa holders are also graduate students who've been living fully established lives in the US for the last few years. We have bank accounts and leases and insurance payments, and a lot of grad students even have families in the US. These things don't just disappear because the US government decides that it wants to kick us out.
I really don't know what to form my opinion on and what to think about this, because at every given moment there's just uncertainty, and uncertainty induces so much anxiety, especially on students who have to bear the consequences. And as someone who's on a student loan, this is even more bothering, and like, it's more anxiety inducing because it just stresses and makes me think about the future even more.
Days after the announcement was made on 8th July, Harvard and MIT universities jumped to students' rescue and sued the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or the ICE, and the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, over the new guidelines. They termed it as a quote-unquote bad and illegal policy. But if the lawsuit fails and the policy stays in place, what kind of adverse impacts can it have on students and their education in the current situation? In this podcast, you'll hear from some Indian students talk about how this decision has affected them. And Deep Pal, a non-resident fellow at the National Bureau of Asian Research, who held the F1 visa for 7 years between 2012 and 2019. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you. And I'm your host, Shorbury. One of the sectors that have come to a standstill owing to the pandemic and the many restrictions that come with it is the education sector. And this is something that's happening in all those countries that are currently struggling to control the transmission, including the US, which is currently the worst affected country. Tremendous efforts are going into reorienting in-person classes to online classes, as gatherings of any number of students have the potential to be a super spreader of coronavirus. And so, on 6th July, Harvard University announced that it would be holding classes entirely online in the fall. Barely hours after this announcement came, the ICE threw international students under the bus and announced a new update to the F1 visa policy that prevents students to remain in the US if all their classes are going to be held online. The US government's July 6th press release said that students could go back only if they shift to a course with in-person tuition, and those who fail to do so could face, quote, immigration consequences, including but not limited to the initiation of removal proceedings, end quote. But how are students supposed to sort out their visas within a deadline in this pandemic? Unfortunately, this decision doesn't have one singular impact. It's not about just students' educations being hampered, but also their livelihoods. A lot of international students are living far away from their homes on their own, managing their bills while juggling with education, and heading back home in the middle of this uncertain period may be an utterly impractical and expensive plan. Deep Pal explains more on why this is a harmful decision for international students.
So, the F1 visa is a student visa for anyone that is going to study in the United States. They have to have this visa. Now, it comes with a number of restrictions which are very different from other visas like the work visa, the H1B visa. This allows the holder to study as well as work only in a university or only in an organization that has some bearing with the field of study, and also for a select number of hours during the week. Now, it has some strict and incredibly complex conditions and provisions associated. with the visa, and the onus is on the visa holder to be aware of them at every turn. Because if you don't fulfill any of these provisions, it can mean that you will have to leave your program and you will be sent back to your country. So what this new rule does is that it puts the student visa holders in a kind of limbo. The rule for F1 originally said that the visa is active as long as the student is in the United States and is enrolled in classes, whether they are online classes or physical classes. However, under the old rule, they were also required to be in the United States throughout this period. Now, what we don't know is if they leave for an undetermined period, what does that do to their visa? We don't know that yet. And chances are that this will definitely affect the way the visa works. Now, the new rule says that this applies for the fall quarter or semester, which starts from August or September, almost in all universities. So basically, international students are being given 1 month to figure their lives out. Now, usually students, they figure out their plans for the summer, which starts in May, June, and goes until August, September. They figure this out months in advance. They sometimes apply for grants to go and do field work in a third country, or they save money to go visit their homes, or they make plans to travel. But all of these are done pretty early in the year, maybe by February or March. And now suddenly they're being asked to make all of these additional arrangements with a great deal of expenditure. For example, think of Indian students. The way things are right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic, how are they going to come to India? There are some flights, not too many of them. It's very difficult to get a ticket for any of these flights. It's very expensive to get a ticket. And there is no answer about how these additional costs are going to be mitigated.
There are other concerns around it as well. If students have to head back home, many of them will not be able to access study materials or resources from libraries, not to mention the difference of time zones. It also might hamper the one-year opportunity of optional practical training that F1 visa-holding graduates get, who either use it to get some hands-on experience or repay their loans. For the older students pursuing a PhD or a postdoc who are dependent on the stipends, there's no clarification on whether they will continue to receive them or not. And Mr. Pal highlights some important points. He says that the policy change has the potential to mess up the timelines of degree completion and also loan repayment for those who have drawn student loans for their education.
So this new rule definitely has the potential to mess up timelines of degree completion. There is no way to know how long this rule will stay in effect, or there is also no way to know if it might be expanded, which is something that might very well happen. Friends that I'm speaking to, many of who are in their home countries due to the pandemic, or some of them are in third countries where they went to do their field work and are stuck there, they are not sure if they will be able to get back to campus anytime soon, if they will be able to resume their research work anytime soon. And again, from personal experience and from the people I know, I can say that the US university experience is a great deal about having access to resources like libraries and other facilities that these universities offer. And once you've started a degree, which is a multi-year process, suddenly in the middle, you're being told that there is no certainty of when you will be able to resume it. Now, in the case of people that have taken loans, right, it has the potential to mess up the timelines of by when you expect to finish and start paying back your loans, or what happens if because of this disruption you end up needing additional funds. That this is something that all of these people will have to go back to their banks and possibly ask them and try and figure out. Many of the graduate degree or doctoral degree students are older, which means that they often uproot their lives in other countries and travel with their partners, in some cases even kids, to make this entire process work. Now, what this new rule does is it jeopardizes the lives of all of these people. And this just does not affect the education of the students, but in many cases, it affects the livelihoods of the students. Think of graduate or doctoral students who survive on the stipends that they are given for the work that they do while they're in the United States, while they are in the college campuses. Now, if they are sent back home, will they still be paid for working from half the world away? We don't know. There is no clarity on this, and this is a major issue.
So where does US President Donald Trump's harsh anti-foreign students policy leave those vulnerable students who study in the US? Jaskirat Panjrat, a student of Parsons School of Design, talks about the mental anxiety that his US education has been causing him.
And I don't exactly understand, just because international students don't reside in the United States or don't have a passport from the United States, does that make it different from the students who are from the United States? Like, why are we facing this discrimination? And is COVID just an excuse for the United States government to use international students as puppets to, you know, reopen schools? I really don't know what to form my opinion on and what to think about this, because at every given moment there's just uncertainty, and uncertainty induces so much anxiety, especially on students who have to bear the consequences. And as someone who's on a student loan, this is even more bothering, and like, it's more anxiety inducing because it just stresses and makes me think about the future even more.
Another problem is that many countries like India have currently suspended international traveling, especially from the United States, which is a COVID hotspot right now. Yet, as per the new policy, F1 visa holders have to pack their bags and leave the states within 10 days if the institution that they're attending switches to online classes. And Ryan Sampson, a student from Reed's College, talks about his concerns.
We run the risk of, you know, if cases surge in the state or in the area, and the college is forced to shut down, even if they really fight to keep it open, I mean, it could be beyond their control. If the state government decides that it's best to shut down universities again, we will only be given 10 days, according to the new rules, to return back to India. So the flight schedule is really uncertain right now. We don't know if we will get a flight in that 10-day window if the college is forced to shut down. Even if we do get a ticket, we don't know how expensive it'll be. And essentially, it's creating a lot of uncertainty about going back, because we're being forced to return right now, or we risk losing our visa status. And once we're there, we're always in a position where, hey, at any point the college could shut down and you have to pack your things and go home within 10 days. So it's really not a comfortable position to be in right now.
But with the Trump administration, anti-foreign student policy is a recurring pattern. He's brought the hammer down on visa programs like the H-1B visa for skilled workers that used to be a major appeal for foreign students who want to be able to work in the US after their graduation, and also help US companies recruit skilled workers. And of course, the constant targeting has led to the decline of almost 11% in enrollment of foreign students since the autumn of 2016, according to a Vox report. And some are also seeing this move by the White House as a way to pressurize educational institutions to reopen amid this pandemic. We know that the Trump administration has been at loggerheads with academic institutions over exactly this. Institutions want to exercise caution, but Trump has been leaning on governors to reopen schools even as the cases are spiking. He's even threatened to withhold federal money if schools don't reopen in the fall. Aswatha Babu, a student from American University, asks why the US government is brazenly targeting foreign students in such a critical time.
So what really strikes me about this whole thing is how unnecessarily and wantonly cruel this move is. The usual rationale used by the US government to kick out visa holders is that they're taking American jobs. But the students don't take American jobs. In fact, international students often end up paying more than domestic students. And by doing that, they subsidize Americans' education. We contribute skills. We contribute taxes to the US government. And so it doesn't make any economic or policy sense to me why the US government would even want to make these students' lives difficult. So what it seems like to me is that we're being used as a bargaining chip between the US government and university administrations. The universities want to hold classes in online in the fall to protect faculty and staff and students. But the US government seems to want them to hold it in person for some reason. So we're being used as pawns in this game. And the decisions that we have left are to either go to class in person and put ourselves at risk of catching COVID-19 and dying, or to get out of the country and figure out a way to attend classes remotely from outside the US. And it just seems like a really unfair choice.
To illustrate Ms. Babu's points on the contribution of foreign students to the US economy with some figures, according to the US Commerce Department, foreign students contributed $45 billion, which is approximately rupees 3.3 lakh crores, to America's economy in 2018. And this is apart from the fact that some of the founders of the billion-dollar worth startups in the US are also the contribution of foreign students. So is the US government trying to say that foreign students are dispensable? If you like listening to this episode, please subscribe to the Big Story playlist for episodic updates. We'll have on Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quinn website and check out the podcast section. For any feedback, shoot an email to podcasts@thequinn.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quinn's website and check out our other podcasts.